This wasn't your typical town hall meeting, because only a few people were actually there. A tan-walled meeting room on base temporarily became a studio. Base leaders filed in and sat at a long table, facing an elaborate camera setup. Command logos had been stuck on the wall behind them.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Joint Base San Antonio virtual town hall to discuss all things novel coronavirus, COVID-19.
About 31,000 people viewed the event on Facebook Live. Because of concerns about coronavirus, the base had instructed people to avoid large public gatherings. Public Affairs Officer Dan Hawkins read off questions submitted online.
What are some of those CDC recommendations, and how can not only base residents, but our airmen in training, how can everybody take care of themselves?
Joint Base San Antonio Lackland is home to the Air Force's only enlisted recruit training program, which graduates about 40,000 new airmen each year. The trainees live together in the barracks and share facilities like dining halls and bathrooms. John DeGoes of Lackland's 59th Medical Wing says that makes them especially vulnerable.
The training environment is close quartered, and so if one case gets through, it's much easier to transmit to the entire pipeline, and if many get infected at once, it would really impair the mission.
Unlike a lot of colleges that are closing and sending students home from their dorms, the Air Force doesn't have a lot of alternatives to housing trainees in barracks. So leadership is telling airmen to wash their hands, cover their coughs, and keep their distance from one another. And Colonel Michael Newsom says maintenance staff is trying to keep the buildings cleaner.
The standard cleaning within the barracks continues. We just did an increase in regards to ensuring the sanitation of traveled areas, stairwells, things of this nature.
To lessen the chances of exposure, base leaders are screening incoming recruits for the virus and have told trainees they're only allowed in certain dormitory and eating areas. And base commander Laura Lenderman made one other controversial move.
This was a really hard decision, probably one of the harder decisions that we've made in my command here.
That was to ban spectators from basic training graduations. The ceremonies take place weekly, and they're often the last chance parents have to see their children before they head off to their next assignment. Lenderman said people can watch a live stream of the ceremonies instead.
Our heart goes out to everyone here that's impacted by this, but we also have a responsibility to all of the community outside of our fence line to protect this capability that we have here at San Antonio, which is our training pipeline.
It's not just the trainees who will be affected. Hundreds of more senior airmen live on Lackland, many of them with their families. The base is basically a city with shopping areas, health clinics, schools, and childcare facilities. And many military parents are concerned about the health of their kids. For instance, Lenderman was asked what would happen if a coronavirus infection cropped up in a military daycare center.
Every parent and every family member knows that we'll have a direct mission impact on our team if there is a positive case. You know, they'll follow the protocols in terms of notifications. They'll do some tracing, which is determining who that child came in contact with.
Base officials say more than 20 military medical facilities on and off base are preparing for coronavirus patients. The command team at Joint Base San Antonio ran through a pandemic scenario just a few months ago. But Lenderman concedes that's different from fighting a real pandemic.
I mean, this is a new virus. It's a new disease that's impacting the world simultaneously. So it's an evolving mission set.
Even in an organization like the Air Force, where planning, logistics, and preparedness are part of the culture, this is a new kind of enemy. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.